some of this land where you went a while ago looking around. You can take a bulldozer and just shove that off, you know, and grow grass and it'll fare you well. Now, they didn't used to have these bulldozers. They had a chopper on the corner.
Is that all you take off, is just the trees?
Yeah, well, the trees, you know, you take the trees off and then level it down, throw it down in grass. There's no grass much coming in this timber. So you put timber on it. Yeah, it will suck the water. You can stop it. Yeah, you don't have to cut it off the top.
Boy, he's putting it on now.
Yeah.
Did you have any brush you had to take out?
Little brush, you mean? Uh-huh. That is little old. There's a rule, if you bulldoze it off, why, it gets shed all that too, you know.
Uh-huh.
And some, they can bulldoze a tree off side of that there.
Wow.
Just go out up to that and just push it right over. Then they push that then and big wind rolls and gets a little dry, you burn it, see?
That's a shame, all that good timber gone.
Yes, a lot of the timber is no good though. It's just brush and saplings and poles and things like that that's not good for much on the wood.
Uh-huh.
Worth more after you get it cleaned up, you know, than it is standing there in the brush, see? Now, there has been a lot of timber in this country at different times, but it's mostly gone now. I've seen a time here when lumber was 1/4 the high as it is right now. That is, it's wasn't any only 1/4 as high as it is right now.
Huh.
It got so now, lumber's pretty high. It got so they sawmill it long ways, you know, and haul it in trucks.
Well, after you got the ground cleared, then what did you do if you wanted to?
Well, you could put it in corn, you could put
Did you do something to the ground first?
You'd have to tear it up to some extent.
What did you use for that?
Well, now, back when we used to clear this land off with our saws and axes, we'd use what you call a bull tongue and just hit your team on that and just tear that all to pieces both ways, you know.
Well, what was that, a bull
tongue? That was just a bull tongue plow. That was just a plow that you held by the hands.
Uh-huh.
An awful stiff, stout plow, you know, so uh-huh. It'd break these roots and break it both ways, and then you could put it in corn. And then back in something else, first thing you know, you'd kill out your sprouts. But when you bulldoze it off, you get about everything. You don't have no sprouts to bother you much, you see.
Now, you mentioned this plow. What did you call a groove that cut?
Oh, you mean it'd be a trench, we'd call it. Yeah, a trench, see.
And the roll?
Well, that'd be a turning plow.
Uh-huh.
This here is a bull tongue I'm talking about, what we usually tore up this new ground with, see. A turning plow, you get out in that open land, you know. I followed mules a many a day in land like that there with what we call a turning plow. Would turn the land upside down, you know, see.
And what would you call that you turned over?
We call that turning plow.
No, I was thinking more of the roll of soil that you turn.
Well, it'd
furrow?
Yeah, there'd be a fur there, you know, and then the next time you come around, you turn it right over in that fur again, you know, and you just still leave another fur there, see. One mule would walk in a fur and one walk out on the land, you see.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do with it after it was plowed?
Well, just let it lay there. Say we plowed it, say that piece of land there. If I was going to put that in corn next year, I'd go to work and plow that this fall, and then let it lay there all winter, work it up next spring, and put it in corn.
Now, you mentioned work it up. Does that mean you
take some kind of a tool, either spring tooth or any kind of a harrow that'd work the ground up, you know, see? And that way you'd get it all worked up so it'd really get planted in corn then, or sowing oats, or anything like that you'd want to put it in, you know.
What was the good yield? What's the matter here?
On oats?
Yeah.
Oats, they make as much as